Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is a very, very special day in the life of our church. It is today that we acknowledge and celebrate the second anniversary of Park City's Presbyterian Church. And for that reason, our service is very unusual for a number of reasons, not the least of which is there's no sermon this morning. Can you believe it? Instead, all kinds of wonderful things are going to be happening. I actually will get my licks in towards the end of the service in a special charge that I'm going to give us all as we head into our third year. But this morning's service is filled with baptisms and acknowledgement of God's blessings and encouragements to us as a church over the last year. It's a time of great celebration and great joy, and I encourage you now to prepare yourselves to worship the living God, who is worthy of all our praise and all our worship, now and forever. To the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise.
Thank you.
Lord, our great God, we do come into your presence to adore you this morning. We thank you that you are our Redeemer and our friend. We worship you, Lord, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We lift our hearts to you. We ask that you waken us from the slumber of our unbelief and that you fill us with faith in and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Cause our eyes to be riveted on your throne of grace as we worship you this morning. Cause, we pray, the ceiling of this place to be rolled back so that we might have our praises lift, as it were, to the very throne room of your presence. We love you, our God. Teach us to love you more. We worship you, our God. Teach us to worship you more. We seek to serve you, our God. Teach us how to serve you more. Join all the glorious names of wisdom, love, and power that ever we mortals knew, that angels ever bore. All are too poor to speak of your worth, too poor to set forth the wonder, the majesty, the beauty of our Savior. Amen. Psalm 136 is a psalm of thanksgiving to our God for all the goodness he has given to us by creating us and redeeming us. Use the words of this psalm thoughtfully and carefully as we praise our great Creator and Redeemer together. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of hosts.
His love endures forever.
By His understanding, He made the heavens and the great lights, the sun to govern the day, the moon and stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
He divided the Red Sea asunder and brought Israel through the midst of it, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. He led his people through the desert, who struck down great kings.
His love endures forever.
He is the one who remembered us in our low estate.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
And who gives food to every creature.
His love endures forever.
His love endures forever. Let us be silent before the Lord, whose mercy endures forever, for just a moment, and give your private praise to Him.
Thank you for turning your hearts towards the Lord. I want to welcome you here this morning, and part of our service is an opportunity to recognize the seniors from our senior high school department, and we're thrilled to have them. And I've asked one of them, Paul Jackson, to come and to take a couple moments and share with you some thoughts he's had over the last few years and a little bit about what this church and youth group has meant to him. Paul?
I was very happy to get the chance to come and tell you what this church has meant to me over the past 2 years. And when I was faced with the decision of what to do with my church membership 2 years ago, I chose this church because I felt that it had God's blessing and God's spirit. I also knew that I wanted to be a member of a church that looked to God for their leadership and were confident in following His will. During the early months, Tom and Becky Bain played a key role in providing leadership for this youth group, and their influence strengthened my life. I've enjoyed spending time with both these people and thank them very much for what they've done. However, when the search began to find a new and permanent youth leader, there was some anxiety about whether or not this leader would be cool and likable, and whether or not he would provide leadership for this group but also be a friend to all of us. And this leads me to whom I think has been the greatest asset and blessing to our youth group, and that's our leader, Tim Tinsley, and his wife, Nancy. To have a great group, you must have a great leader, and that's exactly what Tim has done. He's a man that exemplifies and looks to Christ for guidance, and I appreciate his leadership very much. Providing our youth group with leadership, Tim has planned fun and exciting things, as well as spurring our relationship with Christ along the way. Tim's also been a friend to me, and he's been somebody I could go and talk to if I needed to talk to somebody about a problem. He's also been a friend that I can just go and have fun with and enjoy. When asked what this youth group has meant to me, I'd have to say it provides encouragement and love, but most of all, it provides Christian friends who will stay with me forever. And that's what this youth group and Parsees Presbyterian has been so special to me. Thank you.
Well, I can readily see I should have spoken before Paul, because now I can't follow him. What we would like to do this morning is, in recognition of our seniors, is just to simply read their name and have them stand. And before the service, the church was kind enough to purchase them a gift and give them a book called The Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23, which has been a real source of encouragement for many of us through the years, and I trust it will be for y'all too. So I'm just going to read your name and have you stand, and then I have just a few words I would like to say to you, and then a prayer, and then you can be seated. So as I call your name, would you please stand? David Ball, Kim Buchanan, Catherine Bush, Caroline Cathy, Glenn Collins, Pam Cordelou, Georgia Ferguson, Caroline Greenfield, Molly Hamilton, Sally Harris, Matt Henry, Paul Jackson, Michelle Mackey, Jennifer Mason, Brandon McGee, Marianne Morris, Kendall Nolan, Brett Owens, Drew Spiker, and Dusty Weaver. I would like to say just a few words to you, especially, and y'all are welcome to listen in. I always notice in other churches when they do the children's sermon, all the adults just kind of lean forward, and maybe this might be the most captive moment for you as I speak to the teenagers. You know, as you go through life, you've had some great accomplishments, and now you're seniors, and that's so exciting. I'm excited for you. And I guess as I was pondering that over the last couple weeks, I was thinking, you're seniors, and you've done so much. You've worked so hard and had some wonderful accomplishments, and you worked all these years to be seniors, so that now you can be freshmen again. But, you know, life is that way. Because you'll be freshmen for a while, and then you'll be seniors again. And then you go on to other things in your life. You begin to look for work. And maybe that job search will take you to another city. That can be scary. for you and for your parents, for your grandmother, your grandfather, your relatives and friends. And then maybe you'll find a job and then you'll begin looking for a life mate. And that's scary. And then you might think you've found your life mate. That's even scarier. Because you've settled in on this one person that you're going to be committed to by the grace of God for the rest of your life. And then one day, if the Lord would will, you might have children. And you'll say, Father, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to lead my children? I didn't ever take that parenting class. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But you know what I want you to do today, as well as the rest of your life? I want you to remember what God has done for you. Are you worried about food today? Are you worried about clothing today? Are you worried about someone who will love you today? You see, God has provided that for you. He's provided that for you all the days of your life. And I want you to remember that, because as He takes you through these different passages, He will provide for you. So remember the day He revealed Himself to you. Remember that. He'll reveal Himself to you in new ways for the rest of your life. So we're excited for you, and we're also committed to support you and to love you. There are people here who've been praying for you for years, and you don't even know their name, and they'll continue to pray for you. So let me just have a word of prayer, and if the congregation would, please join your minds with these words and pray with me, would you? Father God, we commit these loved ones to you. Father, we see them. We see them standing there. Father, one day they won't be in this pew. They'll be somewhere else, and we send them with your angels. We ask you to watch over them. Father, we thank you for their parents, their relatives, their friends who love them. Lord, we pour out our hearts to you, and we want to tell you that we care very, very much for these young men and women. And we ask you to surround them with your angels, cause your Holy Spirit to rest on them. And Father, our minds run immediately to Philippians 1:6, and we say, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. Father, we lift these to you, and we pray you would continue to work in them the work of your salvation, that they might gently and lovingly and strongly grow in you. Until the day they see you face to face, what a glorious day. But for today, we remember the good works that you have done. And Father, for these and your kindnesses, we say we love you. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
As I've already indicated to you, we have the privilege this morning of baptizing 23 people. All of them are coming on profession of faith, which means that these are adults or nearly adults, and it's quite a group, an amazing group. Our newest pastor, Paul Suttle, is going to take just a minute and introduce this time of baptism for us.
Of our union with Him. It speaks to us of the remission of sins. It speaks to us of adoption, of eternal life. And the Lord Jesus has given to us in the sacrament of baptism a wonderful visual representation of how we are saved. Baptism, for instance, symbolizes the blood of the Lord Jesus, that blood that was poured out for His own people. And as the water of baptism is poured out or sprinkled upon the subject, we are reminded of that precious blood of the Savior as it was poured out for our sins. Baptism also speaks to us of the gracious work of the Holy Spirit, who in Scripture is always described as being poured out upon His people or as descending upon His people. And again, as the water of baptism is poured out or sprinkled upon that person who is being baptized, we are reminded of that gracious work of the Spirit, that sovereign Spirit who has descended upon His own, that one for whom Christ died, and has given them the marvelous gift of life, raised them from death to life, and now promises to be with them now and forever until He brings them at last to glory. A precious sacrament. a sacrament that many people think of as a sign of faith. And it is a sign of faith, but it's a whole lot more than that. Baptism is more than a sign of faith. It's a sign of our entrance into the covenant community. Last Sunday, we had the privilege of sharing in the baptism of infants. And that baptism was a sign of their entrance into the covenant community. God, in His grace, had given them to believing parents. And so, as members of the church, the covenant people of God, they received the sign of that membership. This baptism today is just the same. Even those who are being baptized today are adults. They too, you see, have just come into the covenant community by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And so it's the same for both, for little ones, for adults. It's that wonderful sign of the covenant of grace and of God's gracious work in bringing us to Himself and bringing us to each other in the family of God. Let me ask those who are going to be baptized to stand. And as you stand facing me, let me ask you these questions. Do you acknowledge yourself to be a sinner in the sight of God, justly deserving His displeasure, and without hope save in His sovereign mercy? Do you? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of sinners? And do you receive and rest upon Him alone for your salvation as He is offered to you in the gospel? Do you? And do you resolve and promise in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit to live the life that becomes the followers of Christ? Do you? Please come forward. Boy, if you'll bring your family, if you all would just come forward. Bui Sring Boon Wong, believer in Jesus, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. King Sri Boon Wong, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kamani Sri Boon Wong, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sam Sri Boon Wong, believer in Jesus, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Song Sri Boon Wong, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pong Siri Sing Wong, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. T. Sure.
Sri Boonwang, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bing Sri Boonwang, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Song Ta Cha Chang, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Meredith Lee Black, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lauren Elizabeth Bradshaw, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Michael Allen Cates, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Taylor Foxbrether, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kimberly Ann Robertson, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Warren Riley Lee, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Paul Carrington Lee, Jr., I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Rachel Allison Lee, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alan Cates, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jennifer Stone, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Helen Dwyer, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
It's an exciting time this morning, too, to welcome an entire family this morning that we will be baptizing, all except for Colleen. I want to introduce you to Fred and Colleen Goldstein. Farad is an exciting story because Farad began his pilgrimage to our Lord, or the Lord found him at one of our home outreach buffets last fall. And through one of those home outreach buffets, Farad and his family have come to be parts of our church and come to a faith in Jesus Christ. So Farad, would you come before us? Farad Goldstein, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And also in terms of the covenant, we're going to baptize their two children. This is Farad and Colleen, and this is Eric and Paige. And we're going to baptize them. But first, I need to ask Farad and Colleen a few questions. Do you acknowledge your children's need of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit? Do you claim God's covenant promises in their behalf? And do look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation as you do your own? Do you now unreservedly dedicate your children to God and promise in humble reliance upon divine grace that you will endeavor to set before them a godly example, that you will pray with both of them, and that you will teach them the doctrines of our holy religion, and that you will strive by all the means of God's appointment to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? And I need to ask the congregation a question. Do you, as the congregation of Park City's Presbyterian Church, undertake the responsibility of assisting these parents in the Christian nurture of these children? Please sing. Good. Paige. Paige Goldstein, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eric Goldstein, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now may I ask all of you who are going to join Park City's Presbyterian Church this morning, new members, communicants, those who have just been baptized, please stand up in front on the platform, go up the stairs if you're able to, one nice long line across the front, please. Thank you. Double up, and not everyone will be able to sort of be in a single row, so please double up if you have to and where you have to. Members of Park City's Presbyterian Church, on behalf of the elders of our church, I have great pleasure in presenting to you these people who have sustained all of the requirements of joining our church and are prepared now to answer the membership vows. They have been through a class, various kinds. The communicants have been through their own class. Our dear brothers and sisters in the Lord who are Asian, Laotian, have been through a version of a new members class as well. And those who have been in my class, the Introduction to Park City's Presbyterian Church class, are also here before you this morning. And it's a great privilege for me to ask all of you now these questions, which you are to answer, I do. Do you acknowledge yourselves to be sinners in the sight of God, justly deserving His displeasure, and without hope save in His sovereign mercy? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of sinners? And do you receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation as He is offered in the gospel? Do you now resolve and promise in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit that you will endeavor to live as become the followers of Christ? Do you promise to support the church in its worship and work to the best of your ability? And do you submit yourselves to the government and discipline of the church and promise to study its purity and its peace? On behalf of our church, it is a great privilege for me as the pastor to welcome you into the fellowship of Park City's Presbyterian Church. To all of the privileges of being sheep in this particular pasture of our Lord, and all of the responsibilities of being those who are entrusted together with us with the wonderful and joyful but sobering responsibility to extend the transforming presence of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ in Dallas and to the world. Welcome. God bless you. These people are going to want to greet you, and as the applause dies down, we are going to begin to sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, the first and third stanzas only. Great is Thy Faithfulness, first and third stanza. Please welcome our new members.